golf's not a sport.
Okay.
You've never played golf in your life either.
I have many times, many times. Love it. It's great. It's great. Excellent. Okay, we're on Daf Dalet and Aleph right now. The last thing we had spoken about were the, I think we counted the last time was 11? 11, was that what it was? 9, 11? I forget how many it was, but the amount of potential shirei stira. We mentioned again in Rashi that each person, each of the Tanaim were weighing in on their personal, the way they think the amount of time it takes. And as we mentioned last week also, not everyone here actually was married. So we had clashes on that, but either way, we had a number of possibilities and discussions of, was it 9 or was it 11? Was it 9? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9. The Gemara now is going to kind of analyze some of them and ask a number of kashas. Mostly, it's going to try to point out there's a lot of stiras in our brice we quoted and a different brice in which we have a different accounting of everyone's positions in this discussion. But first, we're about 13 lines on top of the page, probably more like 12, but I'm not sure. First one lands the word ki, except for the word v'chol hani. Was that even close or not? I felt like I was a little off on that one.
That might be 12.
12?
Just to let you know, when you say the first word in the line, my version is different than the
Talmud. 12.
No, this is the real book.
Hey, for all of, last time, your thing wasn't quoting great psukim, if you remember. But we did find it was there. It was there, just was not the place we expected to be. Okay. The Chol Hani Lamali. I mean, why do I need the first opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shmuel, I'm sorry, says the shear is of Siris Kadei Tuma, Kadei Bia, Kadei Ara, Kadei Akavas Dekel. Why the need for all of those descriptions? Rashi here points out you could have limited a few of those options. We'll see in a minute what some options could have been. According to Rashi, could have said k'day tuma, k'day kafas dekel, k'day tuma, and that amount of time is like a devil. Why did it go through k'day tuma, k'day bia, k'day ara? Says the Gemara as follows: Tzricha deitara k'day tuma. If it would have said only k'day tuma, the amount of time it takes for the ma'isa tuma to happen. Have a mina k'day tumasa v'arutasa v'arutusa. The amount of time it takes for both of them to be together and also to entice, to seduce her to be with him as well. I mean, there's a part of getting her to agree and then actually being together, which would have been a much longer experience, obviously. So Kamash will teach you now, k'day bia. We're only look at the ma'isa bia and nothing beyond that. Not the time it takes to lead up to that. V'itana k'day bia. If it only would have taught k'day bia. I meant to answer your question. I didn't look at it yet. I have an answer. I just didn't look at what that's going to mean. If it would have only taught k'day bia, havamina k'day gemar bia. I would have thought it means it might take you to finish, to conclude from the beginning to the end of your ma'isa bia. K'mashlan k'day ara. It means only the beginning part, the beginning of the aver touching her body. V'yashmina k'day ara. Havamina k'day ara v'aratusa. The amount of time it takes to entice her, seduce her, and then have the part of the or the original, the first part of the body touching. K'mashlan k'day tuma. It's got to be only k'day tuma, and not referring to the ritsui, to the excitement beforehand and to the enticing beforehand. The kama k'day ara or k'day tuma. But over here we have the gears changed k'day ara. How long is that? How long does it take as far as real time? Give me a way I can understand how much time that is. K'day akafas dekel. That's how much it takes for a person to walk around a palm tree. Okay, so now we understand that without any one of those parts, and Rashi over here goes to each portion as Gemara was describing it, if I only had this, what would I have thought? Only that, what I have thought? And until I have every one of these pieces, Shir Stira K'day Tuma, which means not K'day Tuma and the excitement leading up to that, but rather K'day Bia only. Maybe it's Gemar Bia? No, K'day Ara only. Maybe it's the Ritsui and the Ara? No, it's only the, again, K'day Ara, which is the amount of K'day Akafas Dekel. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We're now going to go through the same personalities, or many of them at least, and we're going to point out there's another Brisa. It has different time suggestions as to the problematic shear stira. Vriminu, we have a contradiction. Vinistra, the pasuk is Vinistra. And again, we wonder, Vakama shear stira, lo shamanu, we don't hear it all from the pasuk. It doesn't say the shear of stira. But Kshehu Omer, Vihi Nitma, when it says v'nistra v'hi nitma, which by the way, we had the pasuk beforehand. Teach us what? Remember the pasuk beforehand? V'nistra v'hi nitma.
Oh, then that's nitpasa.
What did we learn over here? From v'nistra v'hi nitma, that those three words, we learned from that beforehand? No, those three words only. No, that's eight aimba. What are these three words only? Vinistra vihinitma. Remember we learned from those three words? No? Remember? No, you're tired?
No, I'm tired, that's why.
Okay, it looks tired.
Not your fault.
Clue?
What's that?
Clue?
Vinistra vihinitma. Clue? Yeah, I'll give you a clue.
You just say the question.
Yeah. What do we learn elsewhere from these three words together? I just gave a clue. Vinistra vihinitma. Okay, we a hekish. We have a hekish, right? Stira was makish l'tumma. Just like tumma, ba was memai to hekish, or to something, right? But v'nistra v'hinima means we make a hekish between tumma and between stira. That was what we were trying to understand. Why would you assume that the ba knocked out only kina, but not stira?
But then there was another hekish as well.
Good. The hekish there was...
Between
kina and tumma, exactly. And then we said, well, it's a wash; they're equal. So we go to new. Why do you think we? So now we go through a whole new suggestion.
And then finally, we said
correct. Everything was, and then each time, that was the other opinion we had. That was the later opinion. That was Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yehuda who quoted Rabbi Yossi quoted Rabbi Elazar who had the reverse opinion. But after this was over, we had. We explained that no, it's really logical. After all, this is when the Isra starts. What do you mean? Without the kin, nothing is going on. We knocked each other out until we. What was the final clues we had in that piece? What was the Daf Beis and Mabeis? Oh, it was the Achalta de Tuma. That how does Tuma begin? With the Stira. I'm going to compare something. If I knock a bar out somewhere, the closest two we have are Stira to Tuma. Why? Because you can't get to a Tuma. And then you pointed out that in some city they have tumma without stira, right? That was what Darren said that.
I was flying on New Year's Eve to and you said Newcastle.
Newcastle.
You don't need seclusion in some
right, places. and then we all got uncomfortable with that point, and then we just tried ignoring it, and I brought it up again. I apologize. Anyways, says the Gemara, Shir stira lo shamanu. We don't know how big Shir stira is right now. We don't know how long Shir stira is. When it says the pasuk, nistra v'hinitma. So now, havi omer k'day tumma. We see now the shear of sira is the shear of tumma, which means k'day bia, k'day ha'ara, k'day chazaras dekel. Again, if you'll notice right here, we have a different lashon. Last time we had a kafas dekel. This is chazaras dekel. We'll see why it's important very soon. That's the Rabbi Eliezer. It's not Rabbi Shmuel. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, k'day mizigas akos. I don't want to say that, because Rabbi Lezer appeared earlier. He said something else when he appeared earlier. He said something else. Say again? Right, we've only quoted one person so far. From the Brisa. We skipped Rabbi Shmuel, right? Then Rabbi Yeshua, who was also in our original Brisa, with a different opinion. K'day mizigas akos. Ben Azai also propounded earlier. But now do shir k'day l'shoso in order to drink from that kos or drink. Rabbi Kiva Omer he l'tzalos beitza to roast. We said right roast to roast an egg. Last time he said to swallow it. New opinion right now. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer k'day l'goma to swallow it. Well, last time he said three eggs. Okay, now this is all a reminu. Why is it a reminu? We have two equal sources that have a very different. Every single personality that's mentioned a second time, which is not all of them, but many of them, have a different shear than we had earlier on. Or so we think. What's going on here? Reminu, which one is the proper shear? Are mentioned again with different shearim. Says the Gemara, we would think at first glance, Hainu akafas dekel, Hainu chazaras dekel. We would think to say originally that the akafas dekel, which we had, according to Bishmael, in the very first opinion. And the Chazaras Dekel, which we quoted right now for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Hainu is this, Hainu that means they're the same as each other. And the problem saying that, the Rabbi who the problem saying that is Hossam, Rabbi Shmuel, Hakafas Dekel. There, Rabbi Shmuel was the one who we gave the opinion of Hakafas Dekel to. Upaldik Rabbi Eliezer Alem. Rabbi Eliezer, we know, argued in Rabbi Shmuel. And over here, Hacha, Rabbi Eliezer, the Chazaras Dekel. If Hakafas Dekel is Chazaras Dekel, Rabbi Eliezer, who before it was arguing Rabbi Shmuel, is now agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel. Raminu, how could that be? Has he changed his mind? That's the kash we have right now. It's the kash we have right now. It's again, Rabbi Eliezer in the first brisa was quoted after Rabbi Shmuel was quoted. Meaning he argues Rabbi Shmuel. And right now we're thinking that the shir he's giving is the same shir as Rabbi Shmuel. Both about a dekel. They said different lashon. One said hakafas dekel. One said chazaras dekel. But in reality, they're both shiurim. And therefore, maybe we should ask Akasha and point out that these two shiurim seem to be the same, but the opinions that are representing them are different people, and they argued the first time around. How could this be? Says the Gemara, that was our mistake. Our mistake was, it's not the same shiurim. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, k'dei chazar, sorry, Amar Rabbi Abaye, hakafa beregel, chazara beruach, were five lines in our Gemara. In our version of the Gemara, into the wider lines, it means Arvai says that hakafa, when we talk about circling the regel or circling the tree, it means walking around the tree. While we say chazaras adekel means the ruach, meaning the wind blows a branch out of place, and then it swings back to its original place. The amount of time it takes for that swing back, that would be considered chazaras dekel. It's not the same shear as hakafas dekel. So right now we had what we thought was a seeming stira, because Rabbi Eliezer said two different opinions, but it was the same person who said them. So we say, no, we'll get it right now, next time we'll see right now, but Chazara is not Hakafa. Again, we thought originally Rabbi Eliezer arguing Rabbi Shmuel in the first brisa, and then he agrees with them and sounds like the second brisa. Which one is it? So we say, no, he doesn't agree. Those two shirim are different. So now we have Rabbi Eliezer saying in the first brisa, K'dei Mezigas Kos, the shir of Tumah, it's Kadei Mezigas Kos. Stay with me over here. The fight is most of the battle is a fight. The schar you get from the fight is most of the battle. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that the diluting of the kos is the shear in the first brisa. The second brisa, he says, the shear of, again, of what's considered stira, that's a problem, is a wind blowing the branch out of its place and then coming back again.
And that, hence, that's longer.
I don't know which is which.
Have we tested all nine or whatever rabbis?
No. We do not know the amount of time. I mean, some of you probably can guess. One egg versus three eggs, I guess you can guess that one. But besides those, I'm not sure how long it takes for Chazara's Dekel or Hakafas Dekel versus Mezigas. So I have no clue.
It's adding apples and pears, you can't.
Yeah, I don't know what the... I mean, I'm sure there is a number. I just don't know what the number is. Is it maybe it's chronological order? I mean, the first ones are the shortest ones, so the last ones are the... I don't know. I have no idea. So again? They're all very short amounts, which is why he loves Gemara so much. That's why he loves his Gemara. He loves his Gemara. Says the Gemara, boy, Rav Asher. Rav Asher has the following kasha. Chazara, beruach, kihechi de'azil v'hadar asi, odilma kihechi de'azil v'asi v'hadar kai beduchte. When we say the branch returning, do we mean kihechi, in order, de'azil, it goes, v'hadar asi, and then it comes back. The wind blew it back to its place again. But we know when the wind blows it back to its place, it kind of like, afterwards, you know, we'll vacillate until it hits a stopping point. Do we mean just the first back to its place again, and cross the finish line again, then we stop? That's the shear? Or maybe it's a longer shear, or Dilma, Kiechi de Azil, V'asi, it comes, and it goes, and it comes back, V'adr Kai, V'dukhli, and finally it rests in its original spot, V'adr, it goes back, and Kai, V'dukhli, it stands in its place. And that's a longer, obviously a longer shear. Teku, we don't know, we're not sure which one it meant. So I'm not sure what Rabbi Eliezer meant. Which was the what does it mean to go back for the branch to swing back in the ruach? It meant to swing back and become stationary again. It meant to cross past where it originally started from, but kind of whip back that other direction as well. We don't know, and the Gemara leaves it as a take. But we also still must know is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. He has two separate opinions he quotes. We think in the first brisa we quoted, Rabbi Eliezer said there in order to dilute a cup of wine with water, but in the second brisa it was for the branch to swing back in the wind. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, Hassam over there in the first brisa, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Kimizigas Akos, to dilute the wine with water. Hacha over here in our new brisa, Kim Chazaras Adekel, for the branch to whip back after the wind blowed it out of place. Which one is it? Says Gemara, Idi v'Idi Chachiru. It's really the same. Those two are equivalent amounts of time. The amount of time it takes for a person to dilute a kos revius of wine, the amount of time it takes for a branch to blow from the wind and go back to its spot. Okay. We're not done with our simming stiras. That's only one out of five we have, right? Hassam over there, in that first bright summer, Yeshua, k'deli shtoso, to drink that cup of wine. Hacha amar, k'dei meziga sakos, in order to dilute that cup of wine, as we said the second time around. Mar says, Eima k'dei limzog lishtos, rather you should say it, what it means is, when it says to dilute and to drink, it's really both, dilute and then drink. So the first and the second bright souls are really part of the same statement. To dilute the cup of wine, and then to drink that cup of wine afterwards. A longer shear than just drinking, a longer shear than just diluting. That's the shear of Rabbi Yoshua. Gemara wants to know, why would I say that? Wouldn't it be better to stick to my gut and assume that they're really saying the same thing each time, just different descriptions? Like we had just now, a minute ago, with Rabbi Eliezer. Blame Idi V'Idi Chad Shiru. Why not say that each of those two are the same amount of time? To dilute a cup of wine, to drink up wine, is really the same amount of time. That's what we said above. It's a better way to say. At least we people have been consistent. It's not a half and a half, two half statements put together. Gemara says we'd love to do that if we could, but Im Kain, if that was so, Han Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer already had the opinion of Mezigas Kos. If Mezigas Kos, diluting the wine, is the same as drinking the wine, that means at the end of the day, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua say the same thing. And we know they don't, because in both brisos, they're brought down as arguing on each other. So we have to explain, even though we'd like to say that the same shares each other, that would not be possible, that we'd have two opinions that are the same with different descriptions in the same brisos, and it's not easy to say such a thing. Okay, so we've now addressed two out of the five that seem to be have discrepancies in the brisos. Hasam over there in the first brisa, Amar ben Azai, hey, litzlos beitza, to roast an egg. Hach Amar, k'dei lishtoso, in order to drink that cup of wine we had above. As a Gemara, idi v'idi chad shiru. Really, that's all one and the same shir. Now, by the way, take a pause for a second. It's definitely not in chronological order. It's not in the order anymore of least to greatest. How do we know? I don't get to Rabbi Kiva. I don't mean order of their life. I mean order of their shirim, of the zmanim that they have. It's not in time order from the smallest to the greatest amount of time. Because the person beforehand said to dilute the kos and to drink it. And here we have just to dilute it. Right? So we went backwards now as far as how much time it takes. Agreed? Darren, you ready to say it or not? So we don't, the order, I don't know what the order is. I just know that those two for sure. If I was doing an LSAT right now, and you had to put everything in order, I would know that C comes before D. That's all I know. I don't know anything else besides that. I mean, I don't know how it respects everything else, but I would know that this one is less than the one that came before it. Right? Because Meziga and Shtia is obviously less than Meziga is going to be, obviously. Well, sorry, less than Shtia alone is going to be. Fine. Hasam Amar Rabbi Akiva. Over there, the first price of Rabbi Akiva says, K'dei Lagoma, to swallow an egg. Hacha Amar, K'dei Litzlos Beitza, to roast an egg. So we say, rather, Ema, say, K'dei Litzlos Beitza, Viligoma, in order to roast an egg and then swallow that egg. Once again, we don't like saying that the two pieces are half statements that build up each other. Why not say lema idi v'idi chad shiuruhu? Maybe each one of them is really in fact one shear. It's really in fact one amount of time. Why not say that? Because the Gemara, as we could have predicted ourselves, imkein hainu ben Azai already said above in the first brisa, k'dei litzlos beitza. If litzlos and swallowing are the same, then Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai say the same exact thing. And I know, as we know, you can't have that happen in the same brisa, seemingly arguing that in fact in the end are merely agreeing. Again, the other option was not a great one either. Each one makes a half statement, each brisa is a half a statement that they made, and put it together to make a whole statement, but I can't assume that they equal each other, because that would be an impossibility with the two brisos being brought down and the same shear being brought down with different opinions in both brisos. Can't be that they are the same shear as each other. It must be that there's two halves of a whole shear. Finally, our fifth out of fifth, Hasam Amar Yehuda ben Beseira, K'dei Ligmoa, Shalosh Beitzim Zu Achar Zu. That was the first brisa we quoted. And Hach over here, Amar, K'dei Ligoma, It says over here, to swallow it, implying swallowing only one. Which one is it? Is it three? Or is it one? So the Gemara over here answers, he wasn't, this last one over here was not a response. Well, we'll see right now inside what the Gemara is going to say. Dvar Rabbi Akiva Kamar. It was not his own opinion, thank you. It was a clarification of Rabbi Akiva's opinion. He was trying to, Dvar Rabbi Akiva was trying to explain Rabbi Akiva's opinion as to what he meant. Dikar Rabbi Akiva said, Misharin Bitzliya Uvigmiya. We just finished establishing that Rabbi Akiva's shear is both roasting followed by swallowing, which are two completely separate actions. And the Gemara now says, no, Ema shir gmiya l'chuda. Why not say, just forget about two separate parts, a roasting and then a swallowing. Why not tell me how many eggs to swallow and keep it in one type of behavior, one type of action? Which would be, k'day ligmoa l'kameya shalos b'ezim d'achazu. That would be the shir, d'hainu tzliya ugmiya. So really, again, really, the way that Rebbe Meir is to be understood, as he says in the very end over here, he says, again, let me read back inside to where it came from the first place. K'day Lagoma. When he says K'day Lagoma, what he's saying, one second. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir himself holds k'day legoma, to swallow a single one. But when he said above in the first brisa, he holds to swallow only one. But when he held in the first brisa, three, what he was saying was Rabbi Akiva, who holds, it's the amount of time it takes to roast and then swallow. If you want to put into one terminology, instead of discussing two actions of roasting and of swallowing, you want to put it all into a swallowing amount. The amount of roasting and swallowing is three. Meaning there, he's really clarifying Rabbi Akiva's statement. Again, he's suggesting to us, Rabbi Akiva held that, according to the Brisa we had just right now, the first part of the Brisa says to roast it. Second part says to swallow it. What he was saying, Rabbi Akiva's hold, it means to roast it, then by swallow, and afterwards swallowing it. And if you want to know what that means in swallowing terms, it means the amount of time it takes to swallow three eggs altogether, set it up at roasting and swallowing. It means swallowing three eggs. Now he himself, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, sounds like over here, he holds Dafka, swallowing one single egg will be the shear. Unless I'm wrong, one second.
Why are you saying that he's explaining the first brisa?
Because he's explaining what's the amount of time it takes to swallow. I kept in terms of swallowing only. That would be three eggs, which is the first brisa, that's what he says in the first brisa. But the first brisa he says, to swallow three eggs. So I'm assuming then that he's going to be, in the first brisa, he's discussing the shear that he gave of three eggs is really a response to Rabbi Akiva's two different actions. But the second thing he says is only one egg, to swallow an egg. So Misama, that's his shear. No, Rabbi Akiva's shear is swallowing three eggs. What's the same thing as saying roasting?
No.
Yes, you're right, but what does it mean when he says beferish? Beferish, three eggs. What does it mean when he says that? He means, I'm going to tell you what Rabbi Akiva really means. Rabbi Akiva is talking in apples and oranges. Like you said, pears, apples and pears. But he said to roast and to swallow. Rabbi Akiva, here he says to roast, a swallow. Later he says to roast, in the expresso. What's going on here? It means to roast and then to swallow. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir says, what does that mean in terms of swallowing? What does Rabbi Akiva mean? It means the man has to swallow three eggs. He's talking about Rabbi Akiva's opinion. His opinion that he has, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir's opinion, is the next brisa, which has one single egg that you swallow. That's his opinion. That's his shear. Yes or no? In the words? Where do I see that in the words? Because that's the last thing we saw. In the brisa we had, the second brisa we had, it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, k'day legoma. To swallow it. That's the first one that he said, the first brisa. He has two brisas. Second brisa he says, k'day legoma, swallow one. You see it inside there where it says it? The first one has the word Ben Beseir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir, Omer, k'day legoma. Right? So over there, what does Akel Goma mean? Which one is it? 3 years or one? It's hard to say there. It means three and one. What do you mean? Usually up to now he said, it means this plus that. But 3 plus 1, it says 4? Like, what does it mean? So rather, what it means to say is the following thing. When he said 3 above, he wasn't talking about his own opinion. It's Rabbi Akiva who gave 2 different parts. He gave roasting, he's swallowing. Just define it in one term. Define it in swallowing terms. Okay, 3 eggs to swallow. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira himself holds the swallowing of a single egg. That's really the shiur according to Yehuda ben Beseira. So we've now gone through all 5 shitas that appear both brises. Yeah. Yes. So again, Hasam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Kei Lugmoa Shlosh Brises Zu Achar Zu Hacha Amar Kei Lugoma. Well, no, that's a kash we have right now on him. So we say, let me define what he means. The first opinion he gave was really the Dvar of Rabbi Akiva Ka'amar. He was really commenting on Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Ka'amar, Rabbi Akiva said, we just established Rabbi Akiva holds what? Mishar and Betzliya Ubegmiya. Rabbi Akiva, we took the 2 opinions that he had, did in Brises. We said what it means is that he said you should roast it and then swallow it. That shear, roasting and swallowing, is the shear of Rabbi Akiva. So now, Ema Shear Gmiya Lechuda. Why not tell us what his shear is just in terms of one action, not 2 separate actions? What would that mean in terms of swallowing egg? How many eggs is that swallowing? How many eggs does it take to swallow in the time it takes to roast and swallow a single egg? So he says, and that is Tliya B'Gmiya. Okay? Yes, what's the question there? Okay, I'll go back in a second. I'll go back. Ready? Let's talk about this outside for a minute.
Words.
Yeah, which words?
Slowly from Rabbi Akiva Kama.
Yes. The last part?
Yeah.
Sure.
Rabbi Akiva Kama, that says, Bisharin.
Litzvar of Rabbi Akiva Kama.
The share of roasting and swallowing.
Again, he's commenting on Rabbi Akiva's opinion.
Correct.
What did Rabbi Akiva say? He said 2 separate things which combined into one thing. What did he say?
Roasting and swallowing.
Roasting and swallowing.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? It means roasting an egg and swallowing an egg, that same egg. I want to know, stop talking to me about, it's like, tell me, you owe me $4 and 3 shekel. How many dollars do I owe you? Or how many shekels? Just pick one of those currencies and share with me.
Then I can work out the other one.
No, I don't care. I just want to know. I don't care about the other one. I wonder, what should I pay you? I can pay you dollars for each shekel. I'm writing you a check. You want to check dollars or shekels, but don't give me 2 things, one this and one of that. It doesn't work that way. Whenever I go out recruiting and I give the secretary my expenses, somebody gives shekels, like a dollar. She wants a number to put into one of those 2. Don't give me 2 separate currencies. Gmiya is a currency. Tzliya is a currency. Just pick one currency. How many eggs would one swallow? How many takes you to roast and swallow a single egg? So regarding that, sit back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, L'dvar Rabbi Akiva Kamar, who the Kamar Akiva states, Misharin, we measure b'tzliya u'b'gmiya. Roasting and swallowing, Ema, it should say, Shir Gmiya Lechuda, just tell me the Shir Gmiya alone, the Shir swallowing alone. And that would be, just put in that currency. Kdeligameya, Shalosh Beisim Zuacharzu. 3 eggs, swallowing 3 eggs is 1 currency, it's the amount of time it takes you to roast and swallow a single egg. Tehainu Tzliya Ugmiya.
Say that again?
Yep. The amount of time it takes you to roast and swallow a single egg?
Just the words, kadei legoma, to swallow, the time taken to swallow.
Shalosh beitzim, zu achar zu.
Half one of each other.
Yeah. Dehainu, which is the shear of tzliya ugmiya, of roasting and swallowing a single egg.
So roasting and swallowing a single egg is the same time as
swallowing 3 eggs. Exactly. And when he said in the first brisa, swallowing 3 eggs, he was explaining...
That means that you can do this in a simultaneous equation, right? If you've got roasting and swallowing one egg, it's the same time as swallowing three eggs. That means a clever guy like Shimon can work out exactly what it is. You can work out that the other one is two, twice the time of the other, right? Yes, but why do we want to figure that out? It's a bit of fun. Okay, sure, figure that out.
I like math also.
Page 9 or 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, 17 and 2 points. Under, then we have to go just over all that.
Correct. Okay.
That's where, as far as we got?
As far as we just got to before you slow me down.
Well, someone's got to slow you down.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm good.
I
appreciate that. What I meant was that. I mean as far as we've gotten till right now.
Half my questions are just to slow you down.
Okay. These are guys.
I listen to your shear on the iPhone at half speed.
See that? It's long shear. These agadot tells the truth is, I prefer to skip them. Not skip them in our learning, but to chaz them on your own. I'm not adding much to your part right now. I'm just reading over with you again. But the truth is, there are parts that are much more difficult, which is why we're going to. I'm going to look into the Gemara. We'll get to the Gaza Shimshon probably, and we'll stop over there as far as our run through of this sugyas go, and we'll start from Daf Yud Beis after we get to all the hard sugyas that are not agadot sugyas. Before I do that, I want to just four more lines, just to get to the last. Is the last part of the shiur. Just a few more takeaways we're going to have right now. Put them together right now so we can stop at a proper spot. Take us 2 minutes. I'll speak slowly. 2 minutes slowly. Lazar ben Yirmiya Omer Kadei Shikshur Gardei Neima. Now, time it takes for a weaver to tie a thread. Boyer of Asher, Rashi wants to know, the Merchok or the Mekari? Is this a long thread? It's Rachok? Or it's Mekari? It's a pretty close thread. How far is it? Teku? Not sure. Chan ben Pinchas Omer Kadei Shatoshi Yadol Tok Pia Yitol Kisim. Time takes for her to put her hand in her mouth and take out a splinter or a toothpick. Boyer of Asher. The Mahadik or the Mahadik? Was this thing in tight? Was it a tight splinter or a tight time to maneuver it? Or was it not so tight? It was pretty easy to pull out. Teku. Plimo Omer. Shatoshi Yadal, the Sal, the Tol Kikar. That's the time it takes for you to put her hand into a basket and take out a piece of bread. Boy Ravashi. The Mahadik Lo Mahadik. Was the bread in tightly? Or they were nice, loosely spread out? Obviously, tighter it is, the harder it is to get out. Bechadta Obatika. Was it a new basket or an older basket? A new basket is harder to get out because the old basket's smoother. The new basket is like things are jutting out still. It's new, brand new. So it could be you have to maneuver around the things that are jutting out. Was it new or was it old? Bechamima o bekarira. Was it warm bread or cold bread? Warm bread, it melts in your hands. It's hard to grab it properly. It might give way. Bidechiti o bidesari. Was it wheat? Or was it barley? Where we had wheat and barley beforehand? Good, excellent. Excellent. We give the animal, the normal kor mincha, for most people is the chita, but for her it's the seora. We have chita and seora and sukkah. Yeah. Bottom of Heim Beis Velma Aleph. What was the shir chita for? Beis HaManuga, right? Yeah. To eat bread, Beis HaManuga. What was the shear of Seorah for? Berechicha o be'akusha. Was it soft dough or was it hard dough? Again, soft dough is a little mushier. It's harder to grab. Hard dough is a little easier to grab. It's a little more, it's not stale feeling. Gemara says, teku. We don't know the exact amounts, the type of basket, type of dough, warmth of the bread, how packed in it was. All those things are teku. That's what we're going to stop over here regarding our shirim. We'll stop over here.
The order of the Gemara is chita seorah. It ties the base of Ruga, the seorah.
Should I whisper the answer into the machine? You don't have to hear it. The answer is Saora is etzem kisaora, the shear of a bone.
You know it?
Yeah, sure.